This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the Mahaparva of Chhath is a reflection of the deep unity of culture, nature and society. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, the Prime Minister extended his wishes to everyone on the occasion of Chhath and in particular to the people of Bihar, Jharkhand and Purvanchal. Mr. Modi noted that Operation Sindoor has filled every Indian with pride. He said this time, lamps of joy were lit even in those areas which were once affected by moist terror. The Prime Minister said that he was pleased to note that there is enthusiasm among people regarding the GST budget itself. The Prime Minister highlighted some inspiring stories from different cities of the country regarding cleanliness efforts. He said that apart from Dholera, mangrove plantation is also going on in full swing in Gujarat's Kutch. A mangrove learning center has also been set up at Guri Creek. The Prime Minister urged people to plant trees wherever they live and further promote the Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign. President Draupadi Murmu today said good private sector healthcare institutions can make an invaluable contribution to achieving goal of healthy and developed India. Inaugurating Yashoda Medicity at Indirapuram in Ghaziabad, the president said health and medical infrastructure, institutions and services are being continuously expanded across the country as healthcare is an integral part of nation building. She emphasized that apart from the government, all other stakeholders will also play a crucial role in those efforts. She stressed on the responsibility of all stakeholders to expand healthcare services and ensure availability of quality services so that no citizen is deprived of effective healthcare. President Murmu also stressed that fulfilling social responsibility along with medical responsibility should be a priority for healthcare institutions. Rashtriya Vigyan Puraskar 2025 were announced today. Professor Jayant Vishnu Nerlikar will be given the Vigyan Ratna Award posthumously. 8 scientists have been selected for the Vigyan Shri Award. Under the Vigyan Yuva category, 14 young scientists have been selected across various disciplines, while the Vigyan Team Award is being given to Team Aroma Mission CSIR for its contributions in agricultural science. The awards are given in recognition for exceptional contributions in science, technology and innovation under 4 categories, Vigyan Ratna, Vigyan Shri, Vigyan Yuva, Shanti Swarup Bhatnagar and Vigyan Team. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has left for Seychelles on a 2-day visit. He will attend the swearing-in ceremony for President-elect of Seychelles, Dr. Patrick Harmony. Mr. Radhakrishnan will convey India's felicitations to Dr. Harmony and reaffirm close, long-standing and time-tested ties between the two countries. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said that Seychelles is an important partner under India's vision, Mahasagar. In the Bihar Assembly elections, a wave of promises are being met by the opposition and the ruling alliance to woo the voters. The Mahagathbandhan chief ministerial candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav said in Patna today that if his government comes to power, Panchayati Raj representatives will be provided insurance coverage of 50 lakh rupees. He also announced that the honorarium of Mukhiya, Sarpanch and other Panchayat representatives would be doubled. Expressing pride over Arunachal's sustainable farming practices, Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men today stressed that Angyat Millet, registered under GI Tech number 1068 on 31st March 2023, is a proud reflection of Arunachal Pradesh's agricultural heritage and indigenous wisdom. In a social media post, DCM today highlighted that cultivated in the hilly terrains of East Siang, West Siang, Upper Siang and Shiyomi districts, this hardy and nutritious millet thrives under diverse agro-climatic conditions. He further added that sown around May to June and harvested by December, the millet is traditionally grown through jhum or mixed cropping systems, symbolizing the state's sustainable farming legacy and rich cultural identity. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the depression over the southeast Bay of Bengal is likely to intensify in a cyclonic storm by tomorrow. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.